This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. It is Dom time, and I'll tell you, agitated Dom time. Just a little side thing, but you may have a tip or two. I had a car issue, and a great car dealership, and they're working on it. It's going to take some time, so they give me a loaner, a dealer car. And we have a lot, I would even call it, that's on the street here right in front of the station, and we have a pass to use it. Press pass, and thank God I've Googled and re-Googled and consulted. I'm told you'll get a ticket. You can't have dealer's plates in a press zone, even if you have your press pass. Meanwhile, gunshots all around in Philadelphia, but the parking authority on it, it's one of the, well, you know, the dealer's plates, they're just so that car dealerships can demonstrate the car, et cetera, et cetera. No, they lend it out. I don't know. Is that an illegal process? They're going to come here and take me out? Henry, remember that secret escape room here. So, yeah, I bet we have tons of people out there that can tell me a workaround on this or rectify it. If you can, just let me know. Hit me off air or you can call in and tell me. I just am amazed by it. And no one really can explain it fully, but that's the way it is. All right, we are 1 week out and big plans behind the scenes here for our next broadcast at the Summer White House at Mulligan's. It's a two-for-one day, don't forget. I'm on noon to three from Mulligan's and Rich from the Grand Hotel in Cape May. So you get two bites at the apple, have your lunch, have your dinner there. You can't do any better than that. It's a talk radio extravaganza. Want to start out with a couple of things, though. A lot has happened with the Sydney Sweeney thing. Now the New York Times, the big act, they've jumped into the ring. And they're the ones, and I want to link this to what the left says repeatedly. Like, why do you guys in talk radio always talk about this stuff? No one cares about it. And they still want to go ahead. The cultural war stuff. So the New York Times writes a big piece saying that the Sydney Sweeney ad did not take off until right-wing influencers, talk radio, Fox, and everybody else made a big deal about it. In other words, they're trying to shift the narrative here. They have people that go nuts all over Twitter, then social commentary about the jeans things, about the Nazi stuff. It's on TikTok, unbelievably. So the ad is there. people on the right start to say stuff like, we are back, meaning you can have ads like this. If I see one more sorority dancing on Twitter, it's like an army of them in multicolored uniforms. And people are saying that indicates conservatism is back. Okay, I get it. What happened next? Well, they started calling it Nazi eugenics. Then on TikTok, they said it's clearly Nazi eugenics. Media outlets said, well, we're just reporting what's happening on TikTok. And then it's a moment of reckoning. People jumped in and just said it's a hot woman pitching jeans. Then the New York Times and others said, no one is outraged by this. It's just you MAGA morons that are bringing this up. All this is the latest attempt now, the rear guard action, to try to shift the narrative. And I want to link it to something that is ongoing and important, and the other side is trying to say the same thing. Why do we keep on talking about this? Well, there are two reasons. All these trans issues. I told you toward the end of the show yesterday, didn't have fully enough time. In Philadelphia, this judge, Wendy Beadlestone, yeah, that's a real name, ruled against a girl who had to Holly Magdaleno, who the hearing came a month after Radner filed a lawsuit on behalf, this attorney, of the Quakertown student. So she's Quakertown, but there are colonial involved, colonial student, and Plymouth White Marsh somehow or another. The lawyer's going to be here at 2. Here's why it's important. This judge, I was just telling Dawn, actually said she went point by point through this, how it's not violative of Title IX, how the talk here of having to get changed or showered or be in the same locker room and bathrooms with a biological male. The judge said, well, you don't have a 100% right to privacy. What about the rights of the trans person who's being picked on and needs this kind of refuge? So when you read this thing methodically and go through it, it's stunning. And again, the retort of the other side is, why do you guys keep on bringing this up? All right, there are two reasons. One, because it keeps on happening to females and it's wrong. The second reason is, when people hear this, in their gut, they know one party's on that side and one's on the other. And they don't want to be on the side that's going to tell some female runner that she has to run against a male and shut up. Now, as I understood it at the time, and I'm going to ask the lawyer at 2 o'clock today, when all this went down, the female didn't shake hands or anything else, and she may have said something. And I know there were calls for discipline. Can you imagine? Discipline on her. I'm going to ask, did that happen? And I'm going to get his observations of this judge and where this goes next. And she turned them down with prejudice, meaning you can't appeal other than the Supreme Court. You mean to say this isn't at least a close call? We can't appeal somewhere else? Nope. And they think we're just going to go away on this. In what universe are we just going to go away? No. And politically, this will just continue to ratchet up. All right, one other thing I wanted to mention here at the top. By the way, Secretary Bessent is going to be on the show on Monday. And then I'm supposed to meet with him. So, only kidding. Only kidding. No, I am meeting with him. But I mean, should I give him a tip? Hey, buy low, sell high. You know, what tip? What should I say when I shake his hand? Other than this guy has been unbelievable. He's the star. I know RFK Jr., there's sexier issues, but this guy has really formulated economic policy. He has helped big time. He's widely respected. Thrilled to have him on the show. Then I'm supposed to meet him over at the Mint. I don't know what he's doing over at the Mint, but we'll find out what they're minting.
He's bringing cash
after
back.
The show. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Headline in the Inquirer. And I want to be as sensitive as I can on this, but you will probably be thinking the same thing I am when I tell you what's going on here. For the second time this summer, says the Inquirer, a pair of Delco children are in the hospital after an e-scooter collision. lawmakers want change. Now, there was sadly this accident out in Delaware County a while ago where a 12-year-old was killed. She was riding an e-scooter, she and an 11-year-old. They were struck by a vehicle while riding together on an electric scooter. These two were 14-year-olds from Clifton Heights and one from Philadelphia. They were struck by a pickup truck Tuesday in Springfield Township. Both boys were riding on the same scooter. And the headline and all the stuff in here are saying we need more legislation, more change. Is it wrong to say, you know, and one's the uncle in here, they're talking with everything else. How about the parents? How about saying, no, 11 and 12-year-olds, you're not going to be riding on an e-scooter. Now, where we are in downtown Philadelphia, particularly where I park, you see people flying around and everything imaginable. And the e-scooter might be the worst. It's like you're on a skateboard, essentially, that's electronic, powered electrically, and there's no protection. There's nothing around you. Occasionally, I see people wear a helmet. But I mean, that's like, I don't know if that's going to, you know, there's nothing around you. There's no cage of a car, no matter how limited or whatever. And there's a lot of movement. It's like a surfboard among cars. It's hard to believe. So is it out of line to say, okay, you want more legislation? How about the parents telling an 11 and 12-year-old, no, you can't be on e-scooters. Adults shouldn't be on them. It's crazy. And particularly where we are, where we park and everything else, you have people zipping in and out on all kinds of vehicles. And I thought the bike lanes were for the bike lanes. Suddenly they become electrified, I guess. And, you know, away we go. So is that out of line? All right. Today, side question, National Farm Day. By the way, we had a lot of response to the bad breath yesterday. A lot of fun. We want to know something from a film, a TV show in which a farm or farmers were prominently featured, or even a farmer, real or fictional. So I'll take off the board, of course, the classic Old MacDonald. Got to take him off the board right away. And one of my favorite farm shows, even though there's not too much farming going on, Witness with Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Took my answer.
Oh,
I just watched it for the first time last week.
Oh, the first.
Yeah, so it was fresh in the mind.
I've seen it 11 or 12. I'm not sure which.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of scenes with Kelly Gillis, particularly when she's deciding and she runs to him. She has to give up this whole life and all.
Yeah.
It's just, he is so good in that.
He is. That's one of those roles that was like tailor-made for him.
Exactly. I mean, I can't say that he's always good. You know, he's too stereotypical, but in that. And Danny Glover playing a corrupt police sergeant or lieutenant is great.
Yeah.
And whoever the guy is that's the lead corrupt guy is a great villain.
Everyone was phenomenal in that movie. Yeah, one of the best movies I've watched this year.
And the kid at 30th Street Station overhearing them and all that. All right, sorry I took Witness off. Great minds think alike. What's your other?
Oh, man. You're going to have to come back to me maybe when we get Dan's answer. Right. I have to think about this one now.
All right, so Old MacDonald's and Witness. It could be a movie. Could be TV. It's a place. It's a person. Anything associated with farming, which is under scrutiny once again here. Where do we get farm workers? Okay.
Phone lines. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll take one off.
Go ahead.
Because there's nothing out there but barns and farms out in the middle of nowhere, Hickory, Indiana. The movie Hoosiers.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Jimmy's out there at a court day and night.
He's out there on his farm, dirt court, just shooting at a hoop.
Yeah, exactly.
The barn behind him.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon, a little fun fact, too. Most baskets put up in the suburbs or at home, are they too low or too high? And I'm always going to tell you, they're too high. If anything, make the basket a little bit lower. Give us a break. Don't make it 10 feet 6 inches. Measure it better. You think they're lower?
I consistently. I always think there's one that's the actual, like, you know, 10 foot, and then there's the other one. And then there's one, the other one's always like 9'5" or something.
All right, go measure your basket and let us know. We played a big event on a 9 foot basket at the truck stop alongside of headed to the shore, Farley, with all kinds of basketball coaches and the governor of Jersey, et cetera. I don't know why it was 9 feet. I didn't ask. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. 2 o'clock, you'll hear the attorney on this. Riveting stuff. And Linda Kearns is here because the Trump administration is on it. They're going after Pennsylvania saying, we want to see your voter registration records. We want to see everything. I think they're doing that with 12 states. So rest assured, they're not resting. We're already gearing up for the midterms. That's what this is about. Linda will lay that out today. You don't want to miss it at 2:30. 855-839-1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, it is Dom time. It's 855-839-1210. You can get on board. And again, this is the tactic on the left. I mentioned the Sweeney ad. Well, you're the ones that kept on bringing it up. We didn't say anything. Yeah, where do you think we got the Nazis and the eugenics and the numbers that came out of this ad? That's where it came from. They're trying to change the narrative. The narrative now is the right gets outraged, brings stuff up, and then they're outraged because it's a big issue. Okay? No, not really. Now Sweeney's Baskin-Robbins ad resurfaces. So there'll be another spasm. This is the New York Times. They're out there counting on Twitter all kinds of narratives from people. And no, who did it first? What was the moment the Sweeney ad burst? And then we have the judge here and saying, you don't have a right to privacy. And then their argument is, why do you guys keep on bringing this up? And I told you the reason that it's brought up. One, it's the right thing to bring it up. I'm reading this, and as much as I see this stuff from this judge, when she tells this female, you don't have a 100% right to privacy, What about this transgender kid? They're under fire. They have the quote from the mom, how cruel it would be if he couldn't compete against females. Stop it already. Stop it. You're attacking females. You're attacking Title IX. That's exactly what's going on here. It's ridiculous, but that's what the play is. Now, something big that the president's on, and I don't even know if I knew this until, 5 to 8 years ago, fully. But one of the big draws for Democrats to get people here illegally is everybody counts in the census. Whether you're a citizen, overstaying visa, here illegally, you all count. We all count. So as a result, Democrats definitely want this. It then makes for more population in the states where there's sanctuaries, etc. And you know what that means? More Democrats in Congress. So President Trump, and we're going to see what the Supreme Court says in this one, trying again to say the census should only count citizens. That's the clear intent of the Founding Fathers. Not some scheme by the Democrats. Now, there's a lot of reasons why they want people to be here illegally. A lot of them want cheap labor. But one of the major ones is the headcount in Congress. And here is Stephen Miller making that point and also what they've done to rig the system on their side. This Henry's cut for Stephen Miller, the sharpest guy Trump has, making the point that I just made.
Conservative. Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole Grabian, 20 or 30
multimedia
House
marketplace.
Seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. And now you have Democrats talking about, oh, Republicans can't change their congressional maps. You have literally brought
Grabian,
invaders into
the multimedia
this country
marketplace.
By the tens of millions to rig the results of the census and the apportionment of our congressional seats. And then on top of that, of course, you have a situation where even though Republicans
Grabian,
want a
the multimedia marketplace
in the House popular vote, Democrats have so thoroughly rigged and gerrymandered and manipulated their districts beyond all recognition that Republicans only gained a
Grabian,
four-seat majority
the multimedia
despite
marketplace.
Winning a much smaller majority
That's okay.
in the popular
right.
vote in 2010 and getting 63 seats. Remember the 2010
yeah.
election?
Yeah.
A much smaller popular vote majority produced 63 seats. So,
all right, there we go. That's the point. And again, the Republicans have to do a better job educating Americans. I don't think the average American knows that. They're wondering, well, why would you want to bring all these people into the country? There's a multitude of reasons. That's a big one. It skews the numbers in Congress. I don't know if it would be 20 to 30, but it would be a lot. So they want to play hardball on this. We've been through this with this Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Scott Pressler's on Monday. I've been talking with him. And again, as this plays out with the redistricting, et cetera, we have to remind people, you're angry about this. You see what happened in Pennsylvania. What can you do? Well, in November, you can vote to not retain three of these progressive Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices. One of their biggest sins was to take over the power of the legislature and gerrymander the Delaware County, Chester County seat of Pat Meehan. They didn't like how it was set up. And it was set up in a way to aid a Republican. So they said, oh, we're for Democrats. They jumped in, and now we have Mary Gay Scanlon. Don't retain them. That's just one of their sins. That's just one of the reasons not to retain them. This is what we have to rouse people to do. We can definitely win this one. And I'm convinced if people do turn up on that, they'll take out not one or two, they'll take out all three. That would be a sea change here. That's why this is big. That's why Pressler's brilliant. He's not centering in on what everybody else is necessarily. He's centering in on something that's winnable and something that would really matter. So keep that in mind. Tell people about that. As we get closer to it, we'll really hit it. But Miller's right. That's the reason they're doing this. Now, what is Trump trying to do? He's trying to essentially take this out of the census and do a new census before the midterms, and then how that would change congressional seats here, how it would change America. You take out that number from the census, I don't know about 20 or 30. I'd say at least 10, if not more. Picture having a 15-vote or 20-vote margin there. That's much better, isn't it? Okay, 855-839-1210. Coming up, Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey. And thanks to our friends over at the Delaware Valley Journal, Linda and everybody else. They're the only ones covering this. He goes to a campaign rally in Wednesday night in Bucks County, and he comes out boldly saying he is for universal health care, no private insurance. What is wrong with the people in the suburbs? I'll give you the details. You know, he's saying, I got to be a bit on the down low here because, you know, we don't want people hearing it. But I'm telling you, you rabid Democrats that are here. I think it was in Central Bucks. I am for universal health care. I'm for Bernie Sanders. I'm for Obama. Right there in Bucks County. And the only reason I knew about it is the Delaware Valley Journal. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. And I tell you so you don't have to go and find stuff like this. But I'm this is as progressive as it gets. I feel like getting a residence in Bucks County and then the next day coming back just to vote in that. Can you imagine this guy? Universal health care. All right, let's go to 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time farmer or farm in a film or media or something like that. Let's go to Pat in Washington Township, and Pat's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, welcome in.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling first to tell you about an encounter with a lunatic leftist here in Washington Township.
Okay.
I was driving, and the car behind me, the girl, she's beeping crazy. And I look, and I could see her, and I knew what it was. So I came to the light, I got out of my car, went back to her, you know, signaling to roll her window down. I said, oh my gosh, do you need help? Well, you effing fascist, crazy, you know. She was like one of those people you see on TV. The eyes, the hair.
Yeah. The females
screaming.
Particularly. And what did you have, a Trump sticker?
A little Trump magnet. I knew it. And I'm playing dumb. My God, what? Oh, my God, what's wrong? And then she points to it. I said, that's what has you riled up? I said, I'd love to have a conversation with you. I thought, I'm going to stay calm. Well, no, I would never have talked. You should. So now the light's changing, like one time, two time, people are beeping behind her. I'm 75 years old, you know, and I'm standing outside, and I thought, really, like, it's the middle of the day. Like, what does she do with her job? Like, what does she do in family and social situations or school? Like, how do you live hating that much?
That is a great point. Yeah, to go to that level, particularly, we all know you don't want to get involved in honking at people, road rage, and everything else.
Yeah.
How does she know who's in the car, how you're going to react?
Right.
They are out of control. There's no doubt.
I'm telling you, she was looking at it on my hat, my T-shirt,
my
earrings.
Oh, God, yes. And wait a minute.
And
the touch when she comes to the car blasting Talk Radio 1210. There you go.
She didn't come to my car. I went to her car.
I know,
got out, and I went to her car.
Yeah. Tell her you listened to Talk Radio, too. Yeah.
So, all right, and my question of the day,
yes.
I would say, The Last Rodeo. It's filmed in Oklahoma, and the scenery is wonderful. I don't know if you've seen it. It's
I have not seen. Who stars in The Last Rodeo?
What's his name? Neil McDonough? It's a very family-oriented. It's really, really good.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you very much for starting us off. All right, that's what we're looking for. National Farm Day. Farm is central to it. Or a farmer, a prominent farmer. I'll take off a very prominent farmer off. I'll take Jefferson off. Now, he may have been a gentleman farmer. I don't know if Thomas Jefferson was out there planting tobacco or whatever. But he apparently had big log books of all kind of farming, so he must have been doing something.
He was into it, at least.
He was into it.
I don't know if he wasn't out there plowing the fields, but he was like, I like keeping track of what's going on out there.
Yeah, and then some extracurricular activities he was involved in. All right, coming up, Bob Harve DeGrasse, Inside Sources, Delaware Valley Journal says, Democrat Harvey, running against Brian Fitzpatrick, supports socialized medicine, but says be quiet about it because voters may not be ready. But I'm telling you, again, the suburbs are not just liberal light now. They are putting people in that are, first of all, insufferable, obnoxious, like this guy and Diane Marseglia. I thought I'd ask today, who is it that is the most insufferable of all these progressives? Let me give you some of the cast of characters in the suburbs. You have the Mr. Softy truck guy, right, that heads up Montgomery County, and his assistant stooge, the mini-me. Then in Chester County, you have people that couldn't keep a guy in prison. He just crab walked out of it. In Delaware County, you have this mob of progressive women that raised taxes by 23%. Then in Bucks County, you have Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey, and I'm not following the law. Are you kidding me? I'm Diane Marseglia. Which one of these ruling bodies in the suburbs is the most insufferable, or which individual? I'd have to say, boy, this is tough. The Mr. Softy guy really has been invited to the White House because of how extreme he is, but for sheer insufferability, cockiness, arrogance. Come on, Diane, you got it all. I'd have to say Diane Marseglia. When she came out and said, President, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want. Remember that? Bring it on, she told Scott Pressler. I vote Marseglia. But the Mr. Softy guy is right there, you know, with taking that out to the prisons and the whole deal that he does. She's got the cockiness, though. She really, really, she belongs in Philadelphia. She'd be good in city council or something like that. Come on, Diane. Too small of a platform for you out there. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Well, it's here. Rescue Natural Supplements, biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you right now. Stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will ship for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. Whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, or joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use that code VIP50. Receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more Rescue Natural Supplements. Just use that code VIP50, VIP50 at res-q.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Down to your Dano show. A lot of people have some farming background. I've only been on a farm a couple times. By the way, little update so I don't forget. Your Philadelphia Eagles last night, preseason game. I'm looking at all the statistics. One not there, though. Number of beers drunk at the ballpark for $18.50. Mm-hmm. I want to know how much profit on each one of those beers. $3 to $5, would you say? More.
At least, yeah.
Oh, no. My God. That's amazing.
They have great profit margins, I'm sure.
So Henry told me he was going to have one, but I think that we set the over and under at 1.5, mm-hmm. and I think he probably in the first half. How many?
So I didn't find myself having any $18 beers. No, I cheaped out and went for the $14 beers instead.
Oh, my God.
And I got two of those.
That's still 28. And how much difference in ounces?
I think it was 8 less ounces. So, I was still getting stiffed.
Yeah, it's $28 for beer.
But you know what? I was feeling pretty good when I was in there. I'll say that much.
All right. 855-839-12.
Great game.
It's amazing. Yeah, well, I think Cincinnati's defense, wow.
Yeah, that's Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Bob Harvey now goes to this event. Delaware Valley Journal tells us. At a campaign event in Richland Town in Bucks County, Harvey, who's challenging Brian Fitzpatrick, emphasized his traditional Democratic roots. His Irish Catholic grandmother kept a bronze bust of JFK in her bedroom and salt and pepper shakers of JFK and Jackie Onassis on her kitchen table. His family really took it to heart that government service is a noble thing and you should want to get involved. When answering questions from the crowd of about 150 people, he endorsed a more ambitious vision, a national healthcare system. We have the best doctors, the best hospitals, and the best healthcare system. But the problem is we don't have access to it for everyone. So he warned the political backlash could hand more victories toward Republicans. I don't think America is ready for a national healthcare system. There are too many people in this country who are too terrified about what that means. I understand the math. I'm just being honest with you. He cited lingering resistance to the Affordable Care Act. I want us to get there at some point. So what this guy's doing, he's telling you, yes, he is for socialized medicine. Call it whatever you want. But he's got to get elected to be able to agitate for that. Now, to me, over the years with this idea we'd go to government for health care rather than my private insurance, this is very similar to coming for your guns. Coming for your health care is what they're doing. And this guy out there in the suburbs, a guy that you wouldn't think, you know, he's obnoxious. Both of those commissioners are. But the idea that he feels comfortable saying, yeah, that's what the end plan is. That's what the game is. We got the great doctors. We got the great hospitals. Why do you think we have the great doctors and great hospitals? Because we're not like Great Britain. Because we're not like Canada. How many times have I told the story of the wife of Liam Neeson? They were skiing. She got a head injury. They were a little bit out of the way. Because they don't have medical evacuation helicopters like we do. Within 5 minutes of where I am in downtown Philadelphia, you probably have 10 of them, right? Because of that, they had to try to get her to a fixed-wing plane, and by the time they did all this stuff, it was too late. Here, she would have been saved, I'm convinced. Now, why is that? Because they made other decisions about their health care versus what we have. So why in the world would we want to go down the road toward what Canada? Why does the rest of the world come here, Bob Harvey, for healthcare? Now, this is a tell. This tells you what you need to know about this guy. He's even more extreme than you can imagine. What he's saying is, well, Democrats can't win now if people realize this is what we're really about. But he's trying to show his credentials to the mob out there and tell them, yeah, you just give me time. You send me to Congress a few times. I'll be right there with the crowd pushing for Obamacare on steroids, for national government health insurance. Anybody that comes anywhere near that is an enemy. Anybody that comes anywhere near that, they're an enemy. They're an enemy to me, to you, and what this country's about. The reason why we have great health care is not because of government intervention. You know what happens. Rationing, look at Canada. All kinds of things get put in that are not efficient, like the story I just told you. She died. Here, I think she would have lived. They just weren't going to go with medical. They thought that to be too expensive. We don't. We have a much superior system. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Don. I'd like to wish you guys a great weekend. This weather's gorgeous. Take advantage of it.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Don, I'd like to go back to your opening monologue. Beware of anybody who says, I cannot guarantee 100%. They're up to something. They're full of themselves. They're full of you-know-what.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee my kids 100% that I'll keep them safe every day. But I'll guarantee them 100% I'll try my darndest. And that was a cop-out. That was so ridiculously lame as an excuse and a rendering that be aware. Just be aware of those people.
Absolutely. What else do you have, Joe? You have your side today?
Well, yeah. Don, I got to admit, I used this before, but to me it embodies like all the guttural laden passion that anybody could have in them. It also embodies the wishes of everything that you want to do in life at all costs, especially in this age of daddy ball and trying to get your kids an upper hand over anybody else. And it's Kevin Costner in the Field of Dreams. He was willing to give up his farm for what he really, really believed in without impacting anyone else.
That is great. We should have taken that well off, but we have to leave some good ones. Henry, did we get yours, by the way?
I mean, I said Hoosiers. I thought of another
one. Oh, that's
one,
right. You did say Hoosiers.
I forgot about
Yeah, okay. All right. So it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Oh. All you have to do.
I remembered it.
Oh, go ahead.
Ready? You're going to like this one.
Yeah.
Omar from The Wire.
And a farm?
Yeah.
And you know why? Remember the farm. Why?
Because when he's coming, he whistles The Farmer and the Dell.
Oh, that is a real reach. That is.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Omar, we voted as the ultimate anti-hero character when we did that. And arguably, top 10 characters the last 30 or 40 years on TV. You just cannot imagine a character like this. Yeah. Yes, particularly when they shoot off the hat or at the hat of his grandmother. Oh, man, on
Sunday
morning. Sunday truce. And they violated that. They killed a guy, I think, because he did that. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Linda Kearns a little bit later. We'll talk with the attorney of this girl from there's three schools in here, Quakertown. And this judge, what went on behind the scenes, what happens next, where they said, no, it's no violation, even though the Trump executive order is out there, that it is a violation, it is the law. The Trump administration has reined in the colleges. They got to go after high schools next. They are out of control here. And imagine a judge, say that was your daughter or your client, telling her, hey, honey, you don't have 100% right to privacy. What about the poor trans kid? What about Leah Thomas strutting around? What about Leah? Not going to win on this, and they're going to keep on doing it and then tell us to shut up. And we're going to talk about it more. And when we get to the midterms, it'll still be in play. All right, 855-839-1210. It's going to be in play in the governor's race with Joshi Shapiro. All right, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient, you have complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or you're with a general dentist that can use some backup because of cases getting complicated, whatever it is, you know the guy, my guy, Dr. Benz. Benz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, always happy with what his team have done for me. They've brought me a long way with oral health, with the water pick and the electric toothbrush and any number of things. You'll get on the same road to great health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call them now. Schedule that appointment. Get that initial look-see. 610-272-6949. Dr. Benz, 610-272-6949. Or visit Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. That's Benz, dentalgroup.com. All right, down to your Dano Show farming with us. A couple things. One, the sex toy stuff in the WNBA. Now a bunch of crypto bros are the ones saying they're behind that. They're getting some, street cred by doing this? My goodness. The other thing is, thank you for the clarification. I was wondering why there are three with this girl wronged playing against, in one place it says Colonial School District, then it says Plymouth White Marsh. Plymouth White Marsh High School is in Colonial School District. That's right. Thank you. By the way, I was coming out of a giant yesterday. One of my political sources out Montgomery County stops me and still complaining about the Plymouth White Marsh nuts and how they were going to cancel July 4th. So wherever we go, Monday, I can hardly wait to meet Secretary Bessent over at the Mint. The Mint is a curious place. I've been there several times, and I thought they were going out of business. I'm not sure what they're minting. Is the penny still a thing, or is the penny finally gone? I like the penny. I don't know why we'd want to get rid of the penny. People get on a thing about the penny. Come on. But he's going to be on the show on Monday, and he has been a star of this administration. I mean, the stuff that he's engaged in. Here is Bessent, though, talking about President Trump, and I'll bring this up with him on Monday. This is cut 7. Talking about Trump is the ultimate executive. He is kind of like Terminator 2. Here's what he said.
It's not uncommon with key folks in the White House staff in the cabinet. What's it like working for him?
Well, I can tell you, it's 21-7.
Yeah.
It's 21-7. The president is a cyborg, half man, half machine. And he not only does he have incredible energy, he has incredible ideas. He's very engaged in first principles. Why do we do this way? Why was this built? And I was in Stockholm last, it all runs together. I was in Stockholm last week, Monday and Tuesday, negotiating with the Chinese. And he said, well, call me on Monday and tell me how it went. I said, well, we're pretty good, but there's this one problem. And he said, well, why don't you just do this? And that was too obvious.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, the wheels are always going. He can multitask like crazy. I mean, he's really the ultimate executive. And he's always thinking.
Look, at times, Trump will say something where we go, well, wait a minute now. This is a good tradition. There's a reason for this. It's thinking out loud. He talks out loud. But by doing that, to Bessent's point, a lot of things that we were just doing and saying, yeah, we're just doing, get changed. Or he tries to, and then all hell breaks loose. But it's not all chaotic. Even though I think the tariff stuff in the beginning, you know, was not rolling out smoothly. So he'll be on a Monday. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I hope to meet with him also to give you a feel of this. He is the point person that Wall Street and others recognize. And when he speaks, it's very helpful. All right, let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Dom. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Good, David.
Hey, next time you go to Giant, man, give me some of them sticky buns and send them down to me here. I miss them.
Yeah, you think Giants got good sticky buns? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, real quick on the parent thing, think about how many problems in society would be cured with good parenting.
Well, right.
I mean,
we have a dead child, so I'm treading lightly, but, you know, we don't need more laws. Parents just got to say, no, you're 11 and 12. You can't be on an e-scooter.
Right. So my side question today is, this show was the ultimate show to break the fourth wall, Green Acres.
Why? Why breaking the fourth wall? What do you mean?
Oh, like they would do the credits. They would actually see the credits and things like that, or different things like that. So it was like that fourth wall where, you know, you're not supposed to acknowledge you're actually a TV show. There's not, you know, not a crowd watching you.
Yeah. I've seen the show. I just wanted you to clarify. Thank you, David. A good one. All right. We got some very good ones I see on Twitter, too. Hit us with something that is related to farming, either the person, the farmer, the movie, TV show, whatever it might be, something out there that's popularized about it. All right. We're going to talk with Ryan Walters. This guy's the up-and-comer, almost Secretary of Education in Oklahoma. 115, we'll talk with him. He has a test that if you're not from a red state, you take to see your ideology. I'm going to let him lay this out. We'll see if we like it or not. We're also going to talk with Linda Kearns, because the White House, the Trump administration, has demanded to see all the voter registration records for Pennsylvania. Why are they doing that? We'll see if she has any thought. Here she's headed to Graceland, too, Henry tells me. Oh, my God. Is this going to be like Springsteen? Well, it's only my 10th trip to Graceland. And don't forget Mulligan's. Behind the scenes, we're working to bring you incredible people there. A lot of balls, a lot of things are in motion, including that lie detector. I did speak with Pat Malloy. He's working on it. I think Henry should be on it first. Oh, I don't know if it'd be there or not. If you were there.
If I were there.
I threw
a football in the parking lot last night.
All right.
Don't think I hit 40.
I think you could throw 40. But we'll put some people on the lie detector test. Roe believed, though, that Dan and Henry were right, that if the woman had cigarette or coffee breath, they might reject her. I'm not believing that. Not even in the slightest. And every guy listening deep down is going, yeah, you're right. Come on. They're not doing it. All right. So we'll have a lot of fun. You know, it's our summer White House, noon until 3. And then Rich is over at his happy place, the Grand Hotel in Cape May. It's only a few miles apart. No radio station is putting together stuff like this. All right. The Inquirer goes after Scott Presler again. I'll tell you why. It's never ending. That's straight ahead. And your calls. And a little bit later, we'll talk with the lawyer for that girl who was completely wronged having to run against a guy, then disciplined for it right here in our suburbs, and told that you don't have full privacy rights. If a male wants to be getting a shower and they're trans there, you don't have 100% privacy. In what universe is this woman a judge? All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.